Good evening.
Hello?
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Now, to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. Or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am most likely going to vote.
So is that a definitely or very likely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56
and
56?
Oh, 36 and 44 or whatever it is.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I haven't lived here for that long, so I'm not really sure.
But if you had to choose by observation, would you say they are going in the right direction or wrong track?
Probably the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Probably vote for it.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting yes in favor?
Voting for.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for and by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd probably still vote for it.
And you would just say definitely vote yes or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
For it.
And would you definitely vote yes or probably?
Probably.
Thank you very much. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I am fine with this current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails.
Probably the $90 a year one.
So I am fine with the current proposal?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Is it protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, reducing traffic and congestion, or controlling growth and development?
Probably the infrastructure.
The infrastructure. Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is your city or township government.
In favor.
And do you find them somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with them.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion of them?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Grand Traverse County Government.
I'm not too familiar with them.
But what you've heard, would you say that your opinion of them is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I guess just somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
And would you say you probably trust them or definitely trust them?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one is to promote recreational opportunities.
Sorry, what was that question again?
Yes.
I got distracted.
To promote recreational opportunities, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Someone. Thank you. The next one is to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Approve. Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. The next one is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat approve.
to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve.
To maintain existing trails, yes?
Do you know how much longer this is going to take? So I got to get my son to bed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We still have a few more questions to go.
Okay, yeah, so a couple more minutes.
Okay. Now, the next one was to maintain existing trails.
Somewhat approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is to plan and construct new trails.
Disapprove, I guess.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
The second one, more well maintained.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is that the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
No difference.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
No difference.
A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in the decision making and ensures the funds are administered for the intended purposes.
No difference.
And the last one for this session is there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
No difference.
Thank you very much. And we still have a few more questions to go, but I don't know if it would be fine to call you back another time in a few minutes.
I mean, if you just make it quick, I can probably just hammer them out right now. But,
okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Then we'll go fast. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
No difference.
The Boardman Lake Troop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help increase connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Pretty convincing.
And do you find that very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, rivers, lakes, and streams.
No difference.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat convincing.
that we have, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Hi.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
And finally, for this section, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay and to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
No difference.
Thank you very much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I guess I'll vote for it.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. And now, thank you very much for your patience. We're about to be finished. Just a few minutes more. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain an existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if this argument...
I gotta go, though. Thanks for your time.
Okay. At what time can we call you back? God damn it. No way. Damn us. Thank you.